This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and we'll score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
It's that kind of day, guys, as we lose one of the all-time greats, and I think the most significant sports figure in Atlanta sports history, and Henry Aaron today, who passed away at the age of 86, passed away in his sleep this morning. Talking about it all day, and we will continue to talk about it. You will hear from Hall of Fame Ripper Jones coming up. Also, the great Dale Murphy is going to stop by coming up a little bit later in this hour at about 5:40. As we continue to get thoughts about one of the all-time best at what he did. But a lot of guys continue to talk and share about the kind of man he was. Brian Jordan saying he was my hero. And, you know, I grew up idolizing him. And then, you know, to come to the Braves. And he said he was afraid to talk to Henry Aaron when he first got here. It's these stories have been incredible today.
We'll continue to talk about that. Dale Murphy's going to join us later this hour, as Carl mentioned. And, again, it's one of those days where, you know, we got football to talk about in the playoffs, but Hank, it just meant so much to so many people and transcended sports for all those reasons. And Arch John joins us right now here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I know, Dave, you've been here in Atlanta. You came here, and obviously you got to do events with Hank and stuff. Just give us your thoughts on Hammer and Hank.
Yeah, I arrived, guys, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate what you guys are doing. I've been listening to you guys most all day talking about Hammer and Hank Aaron. What an iconic figure, not just on the baseball field, what he meant to this community and what he – just the kind of person he was, just a genuine article, I guess is the best way to describe him. But I remember an event. I was a starting quarterback here in Atlanta in going into the 1986 season. I remember I was at a charity event, Neek and I, and I think they even were able to wrangle Dale Murphy to come. Murph had been a two-time MVP of the league. I don't know how they got Murph to come over, but Neek and I were young guys in the city. Neek was in, I think, his fourth year, or just finished his fourth year, his first All-Star year here with the Hawks. And like I said, I won the job, was a starting quarterback here with the Falcons. And Hank Aaron shows up, and we were kind of the life of the party there. And when Hank walked in, all eyes turned to him, and rightly so. My jaw dropped because that was the first chance I'd ever had a chance to meet Hank Aaron, and I knew who he was. I was a longtime baseball fan. As a kid, it was my favorite sport, and I had a chance to go to games in the Bay Area, California. You remember, Mike, I've talked about that some, where I got to go to Oakland Alameda County Coliseum and got to go to Candlestick Park and watch these guys play, and got a chance to see Hank Aaron come in and play when I was a kid, and to be standing there with him was unbelievable. Sent chills down my back, and he couldn't have been more gracious. He came over, deflected all of the attention from him to back to us as young players, Neek and I standing there. Just was an unbelievable moment that he would really kind of make sure he included everybody. And that's who he was. And you guys have talked about it. You've talked to a number of people, Brian Jordan, all these guys that have talked about him. I know Murph's going to come on here in a little while and talk about him as well. So just a tremendous human being and a tremendous, tremendous ball player, no question, but really an ambassador for our city.
It is Dave Archer, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford is your Ford dealer. Let's shift gears. I want to ask you about the coordinator hires. I've been interested in who was going to be the DC since this whole thing went down at the end of the season. And now we know it's going to be Dean Pease. I also have been very fond of us going to a 3-4, not knowing who they were going to hire. But, Arch, it looks like that's what's going to happen. That's kind of his history, isn't it? Talk to us about Dean Pease and what we're getting in the DC.
Well, and I've been doing the same thing, Carl, and really diving into Dean Pease and getting ready really for him to be the coordinator. And it's really a good get. This is a guy that's been lured out of retirement a couple times. Vrabel got him to come out of retirement after his run as a really good Baltimore defensive coordinator, got him to join him in Tennessee. Of course, Vrabel had played for him in New England when they were really good in New England. He was the defensive coordinator for Bill Belichick up there. So they knew each other extremely well. He lured him out and again came back and put together a top 10 defense there in Tennessee. And then finally decided to step away last year. And here you go. You get another guy that's coached with him in Arthur Smith that's lured him back out of retirement. But you're right. When you look at his history, if you do find a base, it is a 3-4 base. Obviously, that's what Belichick loves to run. That kind of comes spins off of the Bill Parcells tree to a certain extent. And then when he got to Baltimore, they were very good on defense there with what they, you know, Terrell Suggs and Arthur Jones coming off the edge. And, you know, what's really cool about it, Carl, is the fact that, you know, you think, okay, well, he had elite level players on the three teams where he's had top 10 defenses. Okay. And 9 of his 12 years as a defensive coordinator, his defense has held teams to 20 points or less. Think about that. 9 of the 12 years as a defensive coordinator, 20 points or less. This guy is an incredible defensive coordinator. 7 top 10 scoring defenses.
Right.
Over his 12 years, they averaged being 10th all time. The 12 years, you average all the years together, they were 10th best over that 12-year period in the 3 different places. And, guys, when you start talking about, okay, well, he had elite-level pass rushers. Yes, Suggs and Jones are very good. Mm-hmm. You go to the New England team, they didn't have elite-level pass rushers. They had Asante Samuel on the edge. They had Rodney Harrison in the back end. They had Vrabel coming off the edge some, Wilfork up front. So he mixed and matched different personnel groups in the 3 different places he was at to create top 10 defenses. They didn't have great pass rushers in Tennessee.
No.
They had really good linebackers that could run. They could blitz linebackers. They had a pretty good secondary, a young secondary. So what I'm telling you is this is a very versatile dude that can mix and match personnel and make it work. And I think that's what's exciting for me.
Right. And we joked around that Dan Quinn kind of flirted with a 3-4-ish. But, you know, this is a guy, Arch just laid it out. And he plays to what the strengths or avoids the weaknesses of what we got. Real quick, Arch, do we have some of those horses to make that work here in-house right now?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And you're going to have a variety of looks and stuff. And a number of times when you see a 3-4 defense, it's really you've got an edge guy that's standing up. T.J. Watt is considered an outside linebacker, but let's be real. He's actually a defensive end coming off the edge. Pittsburgh plays a 3-4 defense, but T.J. Watt is an edge rusher, and that's what you could get with Dante Fowler, get him to stand up. You could make him an edge player in that aspect. So, yeah, you've got personnel that you can make it work.
All right, so with that said, let's talk about Terry Fontenot. He was on our station today with Andy and Randy. These two are going to have to work in tandem. And you know, he said, I'm not going to give away anything because they asked him about what he thought about the personnel on our team. And he said, you know, obviously I don't want to let other GMs know what I'm thinking. So you have to respect that. But I like what I've seen thus far, Arch. Now, again, it's, you know, we're talking about a week. But I think when you hear Terry Fontenot, one of the things that jumped out at me is you get why he, you know, got the attention of Arthur Blank and certainly Rich McKay. And then now stepping into these shoes, having a plan and those two guys working together, tell us what you think about that hire and specifically how that is going to mesh between him and Arthur Smith.
You know, just so impressed, Carl, with Terry Fontenot. I mean, wow, you talk about a guy that really you talk about hitting a home run in your press conference. And I know these guys geared for some of that, but how genuine would he come across? He just came across as a guy that, you know, one of the questions I loved that he was asked is, you know, what did you do to pitch yourself to the Falcons? He said, I didn't pitch myself at all. He says, I was just transparent. He says, I didn't get in this business to be a GM.
I just want to be the best that I can be in the position I hold. He says, I've got a great job here in New Orleans. My whole family is from South Louisiana. Why would I, you know, I'm not trying to go get anything else. So I just thought that that was really transparent in the fact that, you know, he was very comfortable in his own skin. He's excited about coming to Atlanta. And I think the mesh, and obviously there's going to be some work to be done, Carl. These two guys didn't know each other. Arthur Smith and Coach and Terry Fontenot, they didn't know one. They love one another, but didn't know each other. So there's going to have to be some blending. Their evaluation of the roster is what's next. And now that they get all these guys in on their staff, they got to sit down and they've got to evaluate this roster to the nth degree and then get some kind of direction as to which way they want to go, get some commonality as to which direction they need to attack. How do they adjust this roster so you can win next season and then begin to win every year after that? But so there's a lot of work to get done. I'm very impressed to start off with.
Dave Arch is with us, guys. He and Wes Drewham will eventually, again, maybe a new look Falcons, or maybe we had to write pieces. He joins us here at the WaitForIt.com hotline. That's the thing, Arch. You can't, so excited, but we're not going to have a real NFL combine. Some of the guys you didn't see play this year, they opted out. We need some edge rush. Obviously, we want to get the power run game, or, you know, we don't have to get a running back in the first round. I think there's a lot of depth there. But what do you like? Maybe from the name brand schools, what we saw in the playoffs. Are there a couple of guys that you say, I covet those guys in a Falcon uniform?
Well, and it's tough, Mike. I think you make some great points. I mean, Gregory Rousseau is a guy that really, when you look at him from a physical standpoint, at 6'5", 270, 265 pounds, you think, wow, look at this dude, 6'6", 6'7", a gigantic dude, former receiver, so an athletic dude, doesn't have a lot of play time under his belt, was outstanding in 19, as you mentioned, opted out. So you start talking about guys that played. And I know there's a ton of fans in this city that want the Falcons to draft a quarterback, and one in particular at the number four spot. But I'm going to disregard that right now, and you certainly could do that. There's no question. I would, if it were me right now, and obviously a lot of evaluation to go, I would move back in the draft a few picks, maybe five, six picks. I would take Patrick Surtain as the corner to match up with A.J. Terrell on the outside. I would garner myself another pick or two, try to get maybe – three of the top 45 players in the draft, somehow find a way to get a running back in that mix, and maybe you find a way to get an edge rusher, one of these edge rushers. Miami has three guys coming out there that all can rush the passer. Rousseau's not one of, he's just one of them. You got Boogie Basham up with Wake Forest. There's a ton of guys that are going to be in the back end of the first round that I think could fill that need, but I think you'd get three guys for one pick. And I think that that's something that I would look at doing right now. But there's a lot of evaluation to go yet, guys.
All right, real quick, let's talk about this weekend. Who do you like and why? Let's start with Bucks and Green Bay. NFC, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. It's got all the pomp and circumstance. Which way are you leaning and why?
Yeah, I think Brady obviously was very comfortable in the surroundings. Carl, there's no question that you haven't played in New England all that time. And Gronk will be too. I'm not sure everybody else will be. You know, how are those other guys gonna satisfy the fact that they're playing in the elements up there? Green Bay does it. That's who they are. If you go to Green Bay, that's expected. So I think Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers is playing off the charts, guys. I don't know. We've seen Aaron Rodgers play better. I mean, he's playing extremely well. And now you've got a guy that's running the football for him in Aaron Jones. So I think that Green Bay wins that game. I think it's gonna be a good game, but I think he wins that game. Good to see that Patrick Mahomes is on target to be in the AFC Championship game. That would have been a little bit of a deflator for all of us to not get. Got the old guy game with the two older quarterbacks, and you got the young guy game with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. But I think Kansas City, they're rolling, and I'm going to take the Chiefs. I love the Bills. I think the Bills' inability to run the football is going. I think the Bills' inability to run the football is going to hurt them. And I think the Chiefs win the football game.
All right, man. Good call, big guy. And again, this. Leave off season. We'll get you on to pick your brain before you know it, man. The draft will be here, and we'll get an idea what we're going to look like. Plus, the offseason moves as well with the roster. So, thanks again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good to be on here. Mike, you got to tell the story about you being at Super Bowl One. Though this will be a repeat of Super Bowl One if you're Green Bay, Kansas City.
No, that was
about you being there.
No, that was Fricky. Fricky was covering it for United Press International. That's the wrong guy.
All right, have a great weekend, man. Thanks so much. Coming up, Dale Murphy is going to join us as we continue to remember Hank Aaron, guys, who passed away today. But before we get to Dale, you got to hear Chipper Jones. Chipper called in right at 2 o'clock to get us started today. Hear what he had to say about the legend of Hank Aaron next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.